All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, there was a time when the NFC East was looked at as being the glamour division of the National Football League. And I'll tell you right now, with the 2019 NFL season right around the corner, this division once again has the makings of being one of the top ones in football. Now you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, and they are looking to regain the swagger that they had in 2017 when they won the Super Bowl title. Now, of course, the Eagles were a playoff team last year. We saw an ineffective and injured Carson Wentz make way for Nick Foles. And of course, Foles was a guy who came off the bench in relief of an injured Carson Wentz in 2017 to help Philly win it all. Now, Nick Foles is no longer there. He is now the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, which means that Wentz is no longer looking over his shoulder. But the thing for Wentz, get the football out to the playmakers around him. You look at the likes of running back Jordan Howard from the Chicago Bears, the former Chicago Bear who Philly picked up this offseason, and Zach Ertz. Both of these guys are dangerous in space as they are two of the top playmakers at their respective positions. Now, Philly still has one of the better offensive lines in the NFL with the likes of Lane Johnson. You also have Jason Peters, the elder statesman of this group, and they know how to get after opponents. And speaking of getting after opponents, you look at this defensive line for Philly with the likes of Fletcher Cox, Malik Jackson, Derek Barnett, and Timmy Jernigan bringing the wood. And the biggest thing for Philly, because they're not as strong in their back seven as they are in their front four. So is this defensive line going to be able to produce enough pressure to protect those guys? And they're going to have to try to find a way to hold off the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas won this division last year, and they could be set up for a slow start if Jerry Jones doesn't get a deal done soon with running back Ezekiel Elliott. If they can't get a deal done soon, Zeke won't play in week one versus the Giants, which means that more is going to be put on the right arm of quarterback Dak Prescott. And, you know, for all of those people who think that Dak Prescott can be a superstar, it's going to be very different if he has to consistently go up against teams without Ezekiel Elliott. We saw what Dak Prescott looked like in 2017 when Ezekiel Elliott wasn't there. So you got to pump the brakes on really making this guy a superstar. Dak does have talent at the wide receiver position to get the football to with the likes of Amari Cooper. Randall Cobb is a veteran. He's banged up, and this team has to find a way to replace Cole Beasley because he was so important to the Cowboys last year on third down. After a one-year retirement, tight end Jason Witten has returned. He doesn't have the explosiveness that he once upon a time did, and it will be interesting to see what he can contribute on the field for this club. Now, Dallas still has one of the better offensive lines in the NFL, but it's not going to be the same if Ezekiel Elliott is not there because they need that explosive running back to break through those gaps. And then you look at Dallas's defensive line. They simply know how to get after people with the likes of DeMarcus Lawrence. I want to see if Taco Charlton can take the next step as he is now getting more footing under himself and his NFL career. You look at this Dallas linebacking core with Leighton Vander Esch, Jalen Smith, and Sean Lee. All three are versatile defenders. They can play the run and the pass. They also know how to get after the quarterback. And this Cowboys defense is totally different when Sean Lee is out there. You look at the New York Football Giants, and you have to ask yourself what to expect from Big Blue this season. Ever since that last Super Bowl title in 2011, the Giants have only been able to put together two winning seasons. I know there are plenty of people who want to see this team move on from veteran quarterback Eli Manning. The Giants did use a top 10 pick this year on a quarterback in Daniel Jones. Obviously, he's not going to be under center for week one, but it's going to be a situation where, depending on how the Giants are playing in the second half of the season and where they are record-wise, we will see the youngster. But make no mistake about it, whatever the Giants are going to accomplish on offense this year, it will be predicated on the legs of second-year running back Saquon Barkley. Barkley comes into the season as the reigning NFL Rookie of the Year, and like it is with all running backs, can he stay healthy? That is the big thing. Golden Tate was a veteran wide receiver that the Giants picked up after they traded wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. to the Cleveland Browns. But now Tate is going to be suspended for the first four games of the season. Eli's big targets in the passing game, you look at the likes of Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram. The Giants are not a deep passing team. It's all about, you know, crisp timing routes, and it's all short passes, and it's all about protecting the arm of Eli Manning. Obviously, he is not as strong armed as he once was earlier in his career. The big thing also for the Giants, will they be able to protect Manning? Because Manning has never been a mobile guy. Head coach Pat Shurmur, I think, did a solid job last year in recognizing that, rolling Eli in the pocket a lot of bootlegs, a lot of play actions. But if it's not there early, Eli doesn't have the arm strength like he did once upon a time to throw it deep, and opposing defenses know that, and they're really going to try to take away that short pass. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Giants are able to improvise. The Giants were one of the worst teams last year in regards to rushing the passer, and I'm not sure if their front seven is going to be able to create enough pressure, which means that James Betcher, their defensive coordinator, he's still going to have to get after people with mixing up his blitzes. And finally, there's that team in Washington, the Washington Redskins. Case Keenum is beginning the season as a starting quarterback, but the bottom line is, how long before we see Dwayne Haskins under center? Remember, Washington spent a first-round pick at this year's draft on Haskins, and he was arguably the best playmaker at the quarterback position coming into the 2019 season, at least as far as the rookies go. So it's going to be tough to keep him off of the field, especially if the season gets away from this squad. You still have veteran running back Adrian Peterson, who runs like he still has something to prove, but no Trent Williams on that offensive line, and that is going to be big. Washington, their secondary is solid, but I still have questions about their front seven on defense, and that is really going to hurt them as they try to keep up with the other teams in this division. I think that the Giants will be an improved team. I don't see the playoffs on their horizon. The bottom line is the Cowboys and the Eagles are simply too strong to win this at the top of this division. And I think it is Philly's division to lose, just for the simple fact that even if Ezekiel Elliott misses one or two games, that could really hurt the Cowboys come the second half. Why? Because if the Cowboys find a way to lose one or if not all of the games that Ezekiel Elliott misses early while they're working on this contract situation with him, that could come back to bite them playoff seeding wise. We saw that happen many moons ago, obviously for different reasons, when Jerry Jones did not want to pay Emmitt Smith when the Cowboys are coming off of their 92 championship. And it really hurt them to start the season. They lost their first two games. Luckily, they were able to rebound and still get home field advantage that year. But in this case, with the NFC being deeper and stronger than it was then, it will be imperative for Dallas to get off to a strong start, and they really cannot afford to throw any games away. And I think because of that, Philly will take advantage of it and win this division for the second time in 3 years. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline coming on, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.